From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Throughout our End of the Road series, we've been documenting life on the final stretch of I-95, including the 95 express lanes. As reporter Kenny Malone tells us, how we talk about those lanes turns out to be a story in and of itself.
At the 95 Express headquarters in Sweetwater, Brian Rick is watching a massive screen with a live feed of highway traffic.
That's good. That's actually good right there.
Rick is 54 years old. He's a spokesman for the Florida Department of Transportation, but looks like a nature show host. Hiking boots, prominent mustache.
I've alternated between mustache and goatee. When I was 23, I had a full beard, long hair down to my shoulders, and I wrote poetry on the beach.
Rick squints at the live traffic feed, watching which cars get into the express lanes.
SUV, pickup truck.
A fancy sedan drives across the screen.
Yep.
That might have been a Lexus.
That might have been. We don't know. We can't tell at this point.
We'll get back to Brian Rick, but first, back to the 1990s. Transponder technology was just making it possible for special highway lanes that let drivers pay to get out of traffic. The state of Washington was considering converting an HOV lane near Seattle, and a transportation consultant named Heidi Stamm was about to strike public relations gold.
You know, I wish I could tell you, you know, we all sat down. That's not the way it went.
Stamm's particular expertise is in carpool lanes, HOV lanes, and she thought the proposal would discourage carpooling. Instead of doing the environmentally responsible thing, people could just pay to get in.
It was just like, this feels like people with a lot of money are the only ones who are going to use it. People who drive cars like Mercedes, like BMWs, like Lexuses.
That Washington project did not take off, but the phrase Heidi Stamm used to talk about it sure did. In 1995, California was first to actually go through with paid express lanes. The articles from that time show Heidi Stamm's mark everywhere.
In San Diego County, officials will soon open a Lexus lane.
For all the loose talk about Lexus lanes and pricing the poor,
it's only partly a joke that California toll roads have earned the nickname Lexus lanes.
Oh, it definitely caught me and other advocates off guard.
Robert Poole has been called the godfather of congestion tolling. He's with the Reason Foundation, a libertarian think tank, and has helped set up express lanes all over the country, including 95 Express. The phrase Lexus lanes became the rallying cry in opposition to his brainchild, and Poole had to train transportation departments how to respond. He talked about the average Joes who benefit from having a choice.
Mother with a kid in daycare, people going to the airport, people on hourly pay scales that might get docked.
That said, people with more money are often more likely to use so-called Lexus lanes. And a brand new study from Atlanta actually looked at the kinds of cars using the express lanes there. Both the pay lanes and the free lanes in Atlanta had the same top cars, Honda, Toyota, Ford. Lexus didn't crack the top 20 most popular cars in the free lanes, but it did in the Lexus lanes.
Van, definitely a van.
Not a luxury car.
Definitely not a luxury car. Box truck.
As FDOT spokesman, Brian Rick made it his mission to eradicate the phrase Lexus lanes. If he hears it from anyone, he chews their ear off, points out that clearly most of the cars here are not Lexuses.
Van. Work van, most likely.
But those are the FDOT talking points. It's also personal for Rick.
When I was a young writer in my teens, I loved alliteration.
Brian Rick is a novelist in an FDOT spokesman's body. He says he wrote a novel at 12, and one of his early characters was Gregory Galveston.
Who admired a character named Lawrence Lorber. Alliteration ad nauseum. And it's very flippant. It's often hokey.
Brian Rick hates alliteration. To him, it sounds like the writing of a 12-year-old.
Or maybe a 14-year-old, being generous.
After 12 years with FDOT, Brian Rick is moving on, headed to North Carolina. He won't be speaking on behalf of the agency anymore, but he says he will always speak out against the supremely stupid sounds of alliteration. I'm Kenny Malone in magnificent Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.